Nobody knows how many people can't afford an attorney in Florida, but according to the report, 1,600 people represent themselves each month in the 4th Judicial Circuit, which includes Jacksonville. And there are 20 circuits in Florida. Kathy Grunewald, an ad hoc member of the commission, says legal aid societies only scratch the surface when it comes to meeting the need.
Domestic violence is an urgent matter, but landlord and tenant evictions is also an urgent matter. We're still seeing a lot of foreclosures in Florida. There are a lot of consumer problems, debt collection problems in Florida.
The report is only preliminary, but its suggestions include allowing law professors and retired judges to offer legal help, or using money that goes unclaimed from class action suits to pay for lawyers. Another is a legal web portal. Joyce Raby, executive director of the Florida Justice Technology Center, says there already are websites that refer people to legal aid or help them request documents. But Raby pictures a TurboTax approach where users answer basic questions and the site tailors advice.
Create a system that would be seamless to the user so that we could help them identify the nature and severity of their legal problem and then get them to the best next step for them.
The final report is due next year. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.